Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And we're thrilled to be here. We thank you very much for joining us. Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent, and he's going to give us a list of what's happening on area stages and screens. At least that was what's in the plan. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. It's magic time.
It is magic time. Well, you went out, you saw the movie that is the movie, and that's Avengers Infinity War. I have many friends. I think I mentioned this last week. I am not into this franchise, but I have many, many friends who are deeply, deeply excited. And from their posts and from their texts and from their Instagram accounts, it seems as though they all really enjoyed it.
It's a lot of fun. I think putting it together was probably like negotiating a peace treaty, because the characters are all so different that the various creators had to come in and say, well, what can we have for a joke here? And what can we do here? It's the kind of movie where, they keep the serious part of the Marvel Universe in one place. You know, Captain America right. and Black Panther are off in Wakanda. Thor and the Guardians of the Galaxy are out in space.
All right.
Thor immediately takes a liking to the raccoon, who he calls Noble Rabbit. It's actually very funny, and not to get too spoilery, but at the end of the movie, you just feel like, oh, what you've done to me is just make me wait till next year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's that kind of thing. It's like, you know, I remember there was one of the Fast and the Furious movies that ends with Jason Statham showing up and killing a character and saying, I'm coming for you. I'm like, oh, okay. So next year is when the fun is going to happen. So this is like that, because let's just say that they wipe out a lot of characters in this movie, and they're not the characters who are supposed to be wiped out. So my theory – well, actually, a friend of mine who's really into this sort of thing, he said they're going to do a time travel thing. And I thought, well, of course. They're going to bring back to life all the characters that they killed off, and they're going to kill off the right characters next year.
All right.
So it's written by a 10-year-old, you know.
So we're all in – we're in this for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, we're just stuck.
Okay. Great.
Moving on.
You know, they were making Batman and Superman movies in the 30s.
Yeah.
You know, so
serials and
right.
Such.
So we're just, you know, this is all. It'll just be till the end of time.
Though I will say one thing I'm looking forward to. What's going to happen is, like, now you have all those sub broadcast channels that all they show are westerns.
Mm.
Long after I've shuffled off this mortal coil, 50 years from now, there's going to be like sub streaming channels that show nothing but superhero stuff, and whatever is popular at the time will be on, I don't know, beamed into your head or something.
And the greatest game ever, and maybe I'm being horribly cynical in this, but the greatest game ever will just be to put on 2 minutes of it and determine what film it is, because I just don't think it's possible right now to differentiate.
No. There you go. That's where we are with entertainment in 2018.
All right. Go ahead.
Tonight at Upstate Concert Hall, Paris. It's pronounced Paris. It's spelled with a V for legal reasons. It's electronic dance music. They're very good. They're from Lowell, Mass.
Okay.
Also tonight at 7, that's at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park. Also tonight at the 8th Step at Proctor's in Schenectady. It's not on the main stage, but I couldn't figure out where it is. It's 7:30. It's the Tom Russell CD release concert. Rolling Stone called him the greatest folk country singer-songwriter in America.
Okay.
Also tonight, very nice, at 7 o'clock at the Mahawi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, who are you going to call?
Oh, the Ghostbusters.
Exactly. This would be the 1984 movie. The intro music, tomorrow night at Helsinki Hudson. In Hudson at 8 o'clock, it's Elin Jewell and her great blues music. Tomorrow night at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, also at 8 o'clock, it's Ellis Hall, the Ambassador of Soul. He's been around for 40 years, great guitar player. Ray Charles loved him. Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Egg in Albany, it's the Ellen Sinopoli Dance Company. They're going to perform Contrapuntal Fling, Counterflow, Oh My, and The Betrothed. And they're going to perform with the Egg Kids Project, in which students from 12 to 17 audition to perform.
Very cool.
Yes. So that's going to be great. Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Mass Mocha's Club B10 in North Adams. It's Zimog El Gallo Bueno, Latin dance party. Saturday night at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy. 8 o'clock, it's Americana jam music with Yarn. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday afternoon, oh, this is interesting, at the historic Cherry Hill in Albany. It's the 19th annual Albany History Fair, World War I, the Albany Homefront. And they're doing all sorts of things to take you into the way life was during World War I in Albany. There's even virtual reality involved.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of stuff, cooking demonstrations, tours of the house.
Virtual reality as it was during the First World War.
Yeah, not a lot of fun, I'm guessing. And then Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy, it's Albany Pro Musica. They're going to be performing Morton Lauritsen's Lux at Arena and Michael Haydn's Requiem. There are a bunch of new movies.
All right, where do we begin?
Tully. This is Jason Reitman and Diablo Cody back together again with Charlize Theron, whom they made the lovely young adult, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun. A little poisonous, but a lot of fun. There's a documentary, Grace Jones, Bloodlight and Bammy, which is concert footage and vintage interviews. There is a movie called Love After Love, which is a indie film, which is a deep dive into grief. Then there is Overboard. Remember the Kurt Russell?
Oh, yeah.
They've remade it, but they've switched the genders. This time it's Anna Faris is the one who finds the obnoxious rich guy. Okay. And puts him through his paces. So.
And who do we know? Who's the obnoxious rich guy?
No, I didn't recognize him.
Okay. And will Kurt Russell be in? Kurt Russell be in this film?
I did not see him in the trailer, so right. I'm guessing no. And then Bad Samaritan, which is this weekend's horror movie.
Okay. You have to have one. This
you have
is
to have
it.
One. This is it.
Excellent. Well, all kinds of good stuff, and Sean's here to tell us about it, and he is each week. You can see his list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Thank you very much, sir, for going out and doing all this hard work for us.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. We'll be back with the Congressional Corner right after this.